Paul Plakas joins us from Custom Fit Talk and Health Talk and Nutrition. Paul, how are you?
Jason, fantastic, sir. How are you doing?
Good. Now, we all know that the majority, if not all, the food at K-Days is not great, super high in calories and everything else. You know, it's toxic for your liver, your intestines, and everything else. When people say, oh, come on, I do it once a year, if you do it once a year, is it a big deal?
Well, you know what? That's the thing is when people talk about doing something once a year, that's kind of how they justify it. So if your goal is the health of your body, you're trying to lose weight, you're a little depressed because you're getting kind of obese, that once a year attitude can get you into trouble because you can use it for K-Days. Hey, I'm only eating the mini donuts once a year. But then what do you say at your birthday or your wife's birthday or your husband's birthday? What do you say at Halloween, at Easter, at Thanksgiving, at Christmas, at New Year's, when you're at the lake and all your friends are having drinks and stuff like that? I come to the lake once a year. So you probably say, I only do this once a year, probably a few dozen times in the year. And that can get you into some major trouble. So the stuff that they serve at Klondike Days is extremely high calorie. Like, it's an explosion for your taste buds and the pleasure centers of your brain. Like, when you get that, when you take a chocolate bar and then you have to actually deep fry it to get more taste out of a chocolate bar, like, you're getting a little bit crazy. You have an overwhelming abundance going on into your brain. So you got to have some kind of self-restraint a little bit, I think.
So what kind of tips do you have then to get some self-restraint? Because trust me, yeah, that everybody right now knows that smell is like, oh, my God, I need it.
Yeah,
I want
like, I'm not saying don't have anything. Like, I'm saying find the thing that you love the best. If it's the elephant ears, great. If it's the corn dog, fantastic. The cotton candy, whatever your thing is, have that thing in the smallest quantity possible. Because you have to look at this. There's a law of diminishing returns. So when you eat something that's really, really high in calorie and extremely high in sugar and fat, the first bite is the best bite. Then the second bite is pretty good still, maybe not quite as good as the first. And then the third bite and the fourth bite, the amount of pleasure you're getting from the subsequent bites you take becomes less and less and less. You just have to tell yourself, after two or three or even four bites, I've enjoyed the best part of this treat that I've been having. If I keep going, basically I'm just making a pig of myself. I don't need it anymore. I've already satisfied the pleasures of my brain, and I've rewarded myself. Going further, it's just chowing down.
And it's interesting. I was reading the online story they had on the Fifth Estate about sugar and how they create the combinations that they know get to people and work well, and they're like, oh, I can't help myself. I got to have that. If you mix this with that, it's like, man, if you mix raw peanut butter with chocolate, everyone's like, oh, most people, they just, I know for me, I can't help myself. Like, it's unreal, right?
Absolutely. Basically, the combination of fat and sugar together in the right quantities is what's going to trigger those fireworks in your brain and the taste buds just to go off. So, they definitely know what they're doing. Another thing you can maybe think about doing is you definitely, like the grocery store, you don't come to K-Days hungry. That's the worst thing you're going to do. You're going to probably pack on 5,000 to 10,000 calories if you come in here hungry. And that, to get rid of 5,000 or 10,000 calories, okay, that's a few marathons you're going to have to do, okay? So just to get back to square one. So imagine doing that. Like, that's the thing. Just not the K-Days I'm talking about. Like, think about all the things you say it's just once a year, all year long, and you're always behind the eight ball, always just trying to catch up, just get back to where you were before. So if you get to the point, you're a guy and, you're getting bigger and, you look down, you can't see your penis anymore, that's a problem. You've got to do something about it. Maybe cutting back on those corn dogs is one way to start.
Paul Plakas joins us. Now, a lot of times when people say, okay, I'm going to have the one day and, maybe I only have two or three things that I shouldn't have. How much, like, if you eat relatively healthy, right, for the most part you eat healthy and then you have that one cheat day, does it really impact it, or do you have to jump right on and the next day maybe bike for an extra half hour to burn those calories off? Like, does it have it? Has there been any studies that it if it's once in a blue moon, it actually does any sort of real damage, or is once in a blue moon actually okay?
No, I'm totally okay with that. Like, you have to have something to look forward to. You're not an elite level athlete. You're not going to get, stripped down for a movie or be on some sort of billboard. So you don't have to be ripped to shreds. So the key is you have to factor in your treats in your week, in your month. The key is the frequency and the quantity. The key is, if you want to be leaner, you just have to reduce the quantity and reduce the frequency to some extent, as well as have something to look forward to where your the pleasure centers of your brain are satisfied and you feel content and happy. And I would save it for the things that you like the best. Don't settle for something that tastes not bad and I'm just going to continue eating it because that's what I have here. Don't do that. Save your calories for something you really love, less frequent, less quantity, and that way you make it a treat. If you do it every day, it's no longer a treat. It's all of a sudden it's a habit.
Paul Blackis from Custom Fit joins us. Paul, we got a quick text in. We were talking, yeah. Of course, we want to reduce the belly size. What is your best advice for exercises to get the base where you can have a six-pack? Because our texter knows that obviously food is the final thing for that last inch or two. But what are the best exercises to get a really firm oblique and core area?
Sure, sure. Well, you definitely want to do exercises that stimulate the fibers in that area to strengthen and develop and grow. So that way, when you get rid of the fat, there's actually something to see. So doing movements that engage the trunk, like rotational movements or any kind of stresses that where you do like maybe some hanging leg raises or engage the deep muscle fibers of your abs doing deadlifts or squats, that will help build musculature in that area. And then after that, you need to burn the fat. So then any kind of activity that expends a lot of energy, and it could be anything. We've talked about lifts on the show before. Anything you enjoy to do that makes you work hard. For me, it's sports, competing against other people, like playing hockey or tennis, that I want to try to work hard to compete at a high level. That burns a lot of calories for me because it's fun and I do it for a long period of time. So it can be anything you want that expends energy where you get a sweat and your heart rate's elevated for a while.
Paul, always good stuff. Enjoy the elephant ears.
Yeah, I'll take one or two bites and hopefully call it a day. Thanks, buddy.